MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Steve Binney, CEO Sappi. Results for the second quarter ending March just come out. Steve, appreciate the time. Revenue flat essentially year on year versus the previous quarter, but earnings per share, EBITDA, down markedly. You talk around a bit of a challenging market conditions, but a lot more of this was actually around scheduled maintenance shutdowns in South Africa.
Yeah, indeed. We had three major shuts during the quarter. Two of them were maintenance shuts, as you say, in South Africa. These are big scheduled shuts that you have to have on these kind of equipment. Unfortunately, they took a little bit longer than anticipated. When you shut down the equipment and the boilers and you open them up and you have a look, the wear and tear was a little bit worse than expected. So that meant that there was a longer shut than expected. And then at the same time, we had a major shut in the US where we've invested money for a new machine there, and we were building that machine, and you know, we had to take the old one down, and that, obviously that had an impact on production at the time. So most of it was expected, other than the fact that the South African shuts took longer, and that probably cost us about $13 million overall. So that was the main reason why our profits were lower. But then, you know, obviously, then we had the secondary macroeconomic influence, and particularly towards the end of the quarter with, you know, President Trump announcing his tariffs on the 2nd of April, we started to see the kind of indirect impact on some of the selling prices for our products.
You mentioned, though, I mean, tariffs, I mean, obviously, tariffs are truthfully an unknown and a business concern. But you actually say that less than 7% of group sale volumes are actually cross-border trade with the US. Tariffs aren't necessarily a major threat to you and might actually be a bit of an opportunity.
Yeah, as you know, this is changing and unfolding day by day. Yeah, you're right. About 7% of our business crosses across the US. So it's not that material. The U.S., interestingly, in the categories that we are in that market, the U.S. overall is a net importer. So the fact that we are a domestic producer actually, you know, will create opportunities, particularly this machine that I was referring to earlier, where we've made the investment. That category of product is a net importer of about 500 tons a year in the U.S. Mm. And so we, ironically, we're going to have an opportunity there. I think the biggest threat on tariffs for us is more the indirect impact on consumer demand and inflation. And a lot of our dissolving pulp out of South Africa gets exported to Asia, and in particular China, and ultimately goes into clothing. And, you know, with all the fun and games going on between President Trump and the Chinese, there's a very cautious approach to ordering product that the retailers out of the U.S. are not really ordering clothing. And unfortunately, everybody's adopting a wait-and-see attitude, which has a knock-on effect on the selling prices for our, ultimately for the selling prices of our product out of South Africa.
And so that kind of half answers my next question, because you did make the point that dissolving wood pulp was steady, but no China pickup post their new year. Now, we hadn't yet had the April 2nd tariffs, but everyone knew President Trump's view on China and tariffs, and hence the lack of the pickup post their new year.
Yeah, indeed. And it, to be honest, it's actually got even slower over the last few weeks. And, you know, we've got sales guys in China, and there's not a lot happening. The U.S. retailers are not ordering product. The garment manufacturers in China are just come to a standstill. And obviously, there's the knock-on effect for us. The price of dissolving pulp in the quarter that we've just reported, I think, averaged about $940 a ton. It's already dropped. Today is now $830 a ton.
Wow.
I'm not concerned about the long term, because ultimately, you know, Americans need to buy clothes, and it will come back. But unfortunately, we're getting all this noise at the moment, and all the posturing is not helping, and it's having a knock-on effect on Giuseppe.
Yeah, and some level of certainty. But I take your point. Ultimately, long term, it's fine. It's the short term is messy. Your packaging and specialty paper, we've been chatting, and you've always said that there was a sort of a normalization of inventory levels coming through. And that certainly is seen. I mean, you got a good 9% increase year on year. Has it normalized, or is there still some more sort of uptick there? Because we've chatted around this the last couple of quarters.
Yeah, we have. And look, I would say that the U.S., our big markets, obviously, we've got the packaging in South Africa, and then in the U.S., that's going well. Unfortunately, Europe continues to be a lag. The European economy has never fully recovered from the days of COVID. We're particularly exposed to Germany, and that economy is weak for us at the moment. So I would say broadly, yes, but there are geographies where it's more challenging. The investment we've made in the US, I think, comes at a good time because I do think that there will be opportunities. And, you know, the US economy, despite all the noise, is remarkably resilient.
Yeah, I take your point. Absolutely, it is. A last question. Graphic paper, you refer to as a structural decline, but you actually managed to sort of keep it steady. You actually picked up some market share there.
Yeah, we were pleased with that. What we're seeing in this, it is a product that is in decline, but what you're seeing is that the weaker players are either exiting or losing volume, and the stronger players are obviously taking advantage of that. And that's where Sappi comes in. We've gained substantial market share in both Europe and in the US. So very pleased with those results. You know, it's never going to grow back to the levels it used to be, yeah, but it can generate significant cash for us.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it is a market and structural decline, but hey, if it's going to make some money, no problem. Steve Binney, CEO of Sappi, always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.